All righty. Well, a very good evening, everybody. It's 5:32, so we'll get started here. I want to welcome everybody to our Woodway City Council meeting on April 8th, Eclipse Day. And I want to thank everybody for being here, all of our visitors, all of our staff and council. Thank you all. And happy Eclipse Day. I hope everybody got a chance to take a look at it, at least for the 30 seconds before that big cloud moved in. But welcome, everybody. I'll open the meeting now at 5:32 p.m. Our first item on the agenda is our invocation, and I've asked Dr. Avant if he wouldn't mind leading us in our invocation this evening.
Pray with me. Lord, Lord, we pause to remember the immense difficulties facing citizens in the Ukraine and Palestine and Yemen. And we give thanks that though we don't agree on everything, that we, most Americans and certainly the good citizens of Woodway, do live together amicably. And for that reason, I ask your blessings on my fellow board members, the staff of the city, and indeed those present here. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Dr. Avant. At this time, if you're able, please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Do we have speakers? Keith, do we have speakers in the lobby? Are they on?
Perfect, sir.
Perfect. Thank you. I know we have a full house tonight, so I want to make sure that everybody can hear now that we're into public comments. And I'm just going to read a couple of instructions for our public comments this evening, because I know we have a full house. And once I'm done with that, I will invite anybody who would like to address council to come to the podium here and be recognized. So item number three is our public comment time. The City Council invites citizens to address the Council on any matter, including items on the agenda, except public hearings that are included on the agenda. Comments related to public hearings will be heard when the specific hearing starts. And please limit your comments to 3 minutes per resolution R-87-11. Your timer is going to be up here on the screen behind us. And I would just ask that everybody please limit your comments to 3 minutes. I don't like to cut anybody off, but because we have an agenda to get through, we're going to limit it to 3 minutes. The council is not permitted to take any action or discuss any item that's not listed on the agenda. When you're called to speak, please state your name and your address. And if you're speaking on a specific agenda item, please state the item before beginning your comments. Thank you for your understanding and cooperation. So at this time, I'll open the public comments, and all you need to do is come up to the podium and just state your name, and we welcome you to come and address council at this time. Yes, ma'am.
My name is Millie Woods. I live on Brentwood Circle. And good evening, everybody. How about the eclipse today? Was that not something special? Well, I'm here tonight to tell you about my experience April 1st at the opening of a small room at the new family center, which mistakenly has been called a senior center. With all due respect, council members, one room does not qualify as a senior center. I did not try navigating the sharp incline of the terrain at the front of the new family center, which is quite far from the parking area, because I had two men helping me to get from the back where there are only 8 handicapped parking spaces. I will not have that help like that entering senior centers in the future. One man pushed my wheelchair while the other man ran ahead to open doors and open the turnstile. Then once I was in the building and past those hurdles, there was a long walk before coming to the small room that is set aside for seniors, but only until 3 p.m. each day. Expecting old people to overcome those obstacles can be considered abuse of the elderly. The new family center is not elderly friendly, and that can be considered discriminating against the elderly. Also, that one small room was likely an afterthought for the city and the architect. I ask the council to do what is right for the elderly by declaring the old family center a dedicated senior center. Give us this asset, this city asset, that still has a pickleball courts and that is valued at more than $1 million, instead of demolishing it at a cost of $250,000, only to make it another playground or parking lot. Give it to us, the elderly, and this will be a win-win situation. The city will still own this valuable asset that can be used in times of emergency as overflow, and the elderly will have their senior center. We, the elderly, will make you and the city of Woodway proud. Just give us a chance. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Woods. Anybody else at this time?
Right here.
Yes, sir.
I'm Richard Hess. I live at 7600 Old McGregor Road, and I came to ask some questions from the last meeting when we were talking about the discussion with the sidewalk that runs to the school, to and fro the, in front of the school. I'm just going to read my question straight. Why was there not details such as what properties will receive the benefit of the sidewalk, a picture of where the sidewalk will be, what is the proposed cost per linear foot for the sidewalk? Why was a sidewalk for the residential west side of the school along Estate Drive not included in the grant of proposal? Since the grant was initially approved 3 years ago, why did the mayor wait to put the project on the agenda immediately after the former city manager left the city manager position and was the person to speaking for the project when it was addressed on the floor? As the primary beneficiary of the sidewalk, was the MISD consulted and involved in the planning and the request for the grant? And five, since it is a private commercial property, an MISD property, is it appropriate for them to participate in the $262,000 cost to be paid by the city of Woodway? That's my questions. I hope that you all address them in your discussions. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Anybody else? Yes, ma'am, if we could just get your name, please.
Hi, Betsy Daniels. I live at 206 Trailwood, and I'm glad to be here tonight at my first city council meeting. And I'm also here to talk about the sidewalks. And I have come here tonight to show my support in hoping that these sidewalks get passed. And I think that it would be really unfortunate for our community to miss out on this funding for sidewalks that would make our community a better and safer place. In the last 48 hours, I, along with some other young ladies who are here as well, have spoken with over 160 Woodway residents who have given their permission or signed our form to also show their support. So we really hope tonight that you will show, we're here to show support and hope that you will vote yes for the sidewalks.
Thank you very much. Anybody else? Yes, sir.
Hello, my name is Richard Hutera. I live at 14033 Horseshoe Circle. I'm also the president of our homeowner association, Deer Ridge Homeowner Association. We've got about 31 households, 38 properties, so we're kind of down there at the bottom. And my concern is I want to talk about the sidewalk, that proposal and everything, and I'm not against it, but I would like to know, are we being considered, the rest of us, as far as street lighting along the way, especially down like Harbor? And I know those other communities, other additions and everything need lighting too. Down a harbor and in around Deer Ridge and Rick, you know, there's like the kids, you know, needing to walk on the sidewalks and stuff out here, say, you know, from the corner to the school. But we've also got kids that wait out there, you know, at dark, because I know that because I come home and it's still dark a lot of times. And there's kids waiting on the sides of the corner of, let's say, Harbor and Rick, you know, and because the bus doesn't go all the way in. It has, they have a meeting place. So it's dark out there, and it's dark around our, you know, around Deer Ridge. Horseshoe, it's very dark around there. And I'm really concerned. I've always been concerned about that, that, you know, are we being considered? And I like that, you know, to be put on the agenda, to be talked about. And I know there's other communities out there, too, that it's very dark out here. And I, it's just a matter of time before it, it totally becomes a security issue out here. And I want to know if that is going to be considered, you know. And I'm not totally against the sidewalk, but it's, you know, I think that's already been voted on once. And, you know, I don't know the safety of the kids, but we've also got kids out here waiting and, you know, people walking their dogs and stuff. And if they didn't have good lighting on and stuff, and I know they're there, and I still have to watch out for them, you know, is, or is this being considered? So I would just like to bring that up to y'all, and I'd just like to be assured that we are being looked after too, you know. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right, anybody else at this time, please? Yes, ma'am.
Hi, my name is Emily McKeever, and I live at 7801 Hidden Hollow Drive. And I'm here on behalf of my husband, Kent McKeever, and my 18-year-old daughter, Zoe, who couldn't be here tonight. But I am here in support of the sidewalks near Woodway Elementary. Also, we all three fully support using some of our taxpayer money to help pay for a small portion of and to secure a substantial amount of state money to help make our community more walkable. No matter where the sidewalks are, collaborating with our state for the betterment of our community would be good for all of us. So thank you.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Hello, my name is Kevin Stone. I live at 717 Falcon Drive, and I'm here to speak on resolution, I guess, R249, the ADA site, or the advanced funding for the sidewalks at Woodway. Thank you for the opportunity to speak today. I'm here to voice my support regarding the TxDOT advanced funding agreement for pedestrian improvements at and around Woodway Elementary that is currently being evaluated by the council. While I respect the opinions that have been expressed on this topic to date, I believe that failing to approve this motion and not submitting the AFA application to TxDOT would be a missed opportunity to improve the safety and connectivity of our growing community. No matter if you are like my family who live close enough to Woodway Elementary School and whose kids can walk to school or not, if you're driving down the states during school pickup and drop off, traffic can be quite heavy. For an arterial roadway leading to a school, it is shocking that there are no sidewalks, bike lanes, or other single, or and only a single marked crosswalk to help facilitate safe foot transportation on and along estates near the school. Weekly, I observe kids dangerously close to drivers blowing through the single crosswalk, moms with strollers jumping curbs, and bike riders having to navigate the challenges associated with the lack of pedestrian improvements on estates. The recent and current development of lots between Woodway Elementary and Highway 84 will only increase the need for pedestrian infrastructure, which the TxDOT AFA project would aid. While Woodway is certainly far more than just this section of estates, the street is a primary artery leading to the city center that links many of our neighborhoods to Woodway Elementary, as well as some of our community's unique features like our brand new family center and our arboretum. As our community continues to grow, pedestrian safety at and near Woodway Elementary would only become a more critical safety issue. The TxDOT AFA up for consideration may only be a piece to solving the pedestrian improvement needs, but I believe that failing to obtain TxDOT funding assistance would be a misstep and a setback for our community for creating a more connected and safer environment. This opportunity should not be overlooked. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ms. Goble? Hang on one second. So sorry, ma'am. I've got one hand that went up here just a second ago, so let me get her first. Halil?
Yes, ma'am.
Let's give it to this lady first, if you don't mind. Thank you. I saw her hand come up a while ago.
I appreciate it. Hi, everybody.
You'll be next, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you. My name is Jillian Guberman. I'm at 401 Randall Drive in Woodway. I am fortunate enough to be near Woodway Elementary, where my two children will be attending in the next coming years. My son, Jack, is going to be four this June, and so it's only a year out from when he will be hopefully walking to school. And I really, really hope that the sidewalks gets reconsidered tonight. It's crucial to the development of this community that we have accessibility, not just for strollers, but for people in wheelchairs, walkers. I'll never forget the day I took my, little baby daughter in the stroller to go to Walgreens. We're a one-car family. We don't have the privilege of two cars to get around. And so it was right after we moved to Woodway about a year ago where I needed to get something for her. And I decided to go on foot thinking, there has to be sidewalks here. I wasn't as familiar yet with how the neighborhood was set up, but I went out and to my surprise, there were no sidewalks. And so I was like, all right, well, we made it this far. We're going to keep going. So I jumped all the curbs with the stroller. It wasn't great. I was really shocked. I was in Waco prior to being in Woodway, where I lived for 2 years. I witnessed all of the sidewalk development, which I was extremely impressed by. I'm actually a Chicago native. I moved to Waco 3 years ago. So coming from Chicago, big city, to a small town, I am rooting for Waco and Woodway to modernize and, improve just to keep up with the population growth that's happening around here. So I just, commend you all to please reconsider this and for the betterment of our community, our children, and our seniors to get around this safely. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We'll get the microphone to you.
How are you?
There you go. Mr. Mayor, Dr. Avant. My name is Donna Dill, and I live in Waco. I'm here today representing Mobilize Waco, and you can see by my shirt, we promote access, visibility, and leadership. And access is key. Without access, you can't have inclusion, and that's I think what we want for all of our communities is to be inclusive and, give everyone a chance to participate. Any public project, if you only focus on the projects that benefit everyone, you exclude a lot of people. So this project will benefit a lot of people, and some people feel like that they'll have more benefit than others. And that's just a fact of life, But you have a unique opportunity to take advantage of the participation of TxDOT, and I believe it will improve your community, and it will provide benefits to a group of people that is often overlooked, and that would be the disability community. And I think it's important to remember that anyone in this room could become a part of the disability community at any moment. So, do yourself a favor. Prepare for the future. So, thank you.
Thank you so much. I'm gonna let Ms. Goble go first, and then I'll get you, ma'am.
Sorry.
Okay.
I'm Nancy Goble. I live on Horseshoe Circle, and I was just going to reiterate what my neighbor Richard said about the lights in our neighborhood. I don't know if you guys have been down Horseshoe Circle or down Harbor and all that. It is pitch black, and we do have students that are waiting on buses that are in the dark. Also, we have lots of walkers, but I think all neighborhoods in Woodway have walkers with their dogs and everything. It's not just us, but my opinion is that maybe some of these things would take precedence over a new project. We have the Arboretum. We have the update. I don't think that the Arboretum walkways were done correctly for anybody with a wheelchair or a walker or a baby carriage. I think that would have taken precedence. Secondly, the thing that I wanted to speak on the most would be this item number 3. I thought that this had been voted on at the last, I was not at the last meeting, but I would like to be told how come this is back up on the agenda. If there's things that we need to know how that happened, because if it's voted down one council meeting and then it's back up on another. I want to know how that happened, just for transparency reasons. But the only other thing I would say is, and I hate to say this because, you know, everybody that knows me knows that I was for saving the old family center, and I'm still for that. I think it's a very viable asset to Woodway. And I was at the grand opening, and as wonderful as that was, all of those memories that those people said was all from the old family center. So all of that was a benefit to all of us. My son went there all the years that he was in school. So I just want to reiterate how important it is for us to have both of those buildings. The new building is modernized, yes, and we have a lot of young people that will benefit from that. But we have a lot of young people and older people that will benefit from keeping the old one. I want my tax money to go to that one. We've already paid our taxes for all of these other things, but I really do would like to see a smile on the faces of the people that consider themselves elderly or older, or even the handicapped. There's a lot of handicapped children I see that can't get to some of our parks because we don't have that ADA on there. So I would think that our money could be spent in other areas as well. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, if we can get your name, please.
My name is Meg Wallace. I'm a resident of 700 Candlelight Drive. I'm also with Mobilize Waco with my friend Donna Dill. I don't know the timeline of what happened with this proposal. I do understand that it was approved by this body in 2023 before what happened last 2 weeks ago. So this wasn't a new thing to this body as of 2 weeks ago. I want to talk about the power of sidewalks for people who do not drive. And people may not drive for many reasons. In our coalition, we have people who are blind, we have people who use wheelchairs. In our community, we have people with cognitive disabilities who are not able to drive. We have people with mental health disabilities who would benefit from access to all of the amenities in our community. We here in Waco know that in most of our community, we feel comfortable walking in the street. There are very few sidewalks. We're used to that. It's easy for us to think that we don't need sidewalks. But most of us use the sidewalks in this community just to walk around within the community and to get exercise and say hello to our neighbors. And then when we need to go to the pharmacy, when we want to have a cup of coffee, when we want to meet up with friends at Brown House Cafe, we hop in the car. Not all of our neighbors can do that. I want to talk about my brother, Kevin. He doesn't live in Waco. But I have seen in his life the power of pedestrian access. My brother Kevin lived in Cincinnati where he had access to walk to his favorite places that he liked to go. Kevin has a cognitive disability and a mental health disability. He moved to South Carolina and suddenly didn't have that access. He began to put on more weight. He lost his ability to walk a considerable distance. He came to visit us. We went down to see the sculptures by the zoo. He could only make it about a quarter mile before he had to stop. What was happening to my brother in his 50s, suddenly losing the ability to walk more than a quarter of a mile? Since then, he moved to Maine. He lives in Biddeford, Maine now. He can walk to join up with his best buddies, partners, to go out and have something to eat. He can go to the laundromat, to the pharmacy. He is so much happier. He is so much healthier, and he can walk 4 miles. Sidewalks are transformative. This is not just for the school. This is for the entire neighborhood off of Midway Drive. All of those people will now be able to access the businesses at the heart of our community. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Yes, ma'am. If we could get your name and address, please. Thank you.
Dawn Hall. I live at 10013 Ramblewood. I already wrote an email, so I won't take too much time, but I'd like to address the power of compromise and the fact that one shouldn't have to outweigh another. The state, because of the data and all the hard work that so many people put in, they saw fit to give us a grant. You don't turn down a grant. And while I agree, our streets are dark. It would be great to have lighting. While I agree, there are other things, improvements that would be great. That's not what they gave us money for. They gave us money for this. And when you guys did all unanimously approve it a year ago, I don't think people understood that that would change a year later because so much work went into it. So I think because the state said, hey, we would love to give you this money, and it's for this specifically, and it's for this street specifically. Sometimes I think we think, oh, well, what about this other street? Sure, that would be great to have a sidewalk over there too. But right now, this is the area due to the traffic, due to the community, due to the usage that they deemed fit for the money. So I just say, you don't turn that down. You accept it and you make it safer. I think safety should be a top priority, whether it be lighting, whether it be sidewalks, and open to the community. I see every weekend that area that Midway has being open to the community. So that's another thing with Midway funding. They already provide so much already. They let the community use it. I can show you pictures after pictures of different community members using that area. And Midway's not charging. They're not closing the gates. They're letting them. So I just think we need to learn how to compromise and accept when we are being given a $1 million grant and make it safer for the community as a whole and not just only think about our area or ourselves and not others as a larger whole.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Anybody else at this time, please? Hi.
Good evening, y'all. My name is Holly Oxhandler. I live at 601 Wooded Crest, and I want to start by thanking each of our council members this evening. My daughter, Callie, and I were up here last time talking a little bit about the Woodway Family Center, and we would just want an opportunity, one, to thank each of you for your service, and I recognize this is volunteer, so please hear me in my gratitude and leading with that. Secondly, I want to echo what some of my fellow community members have said with regards to the importance of sidewalks and with regards to this grant. My occupation is in research, and I work very much within the grant world. And you don't turn down grants. That is not what you do. In fact, that can come across as an embarrassment. So I want to underline that and the importance of being grateful for the funds that have been received or have been awarded, and not turning that down once that hard work has been done to secure them. I also want to spend just a moment to mention that our family was at the Woodway Family Center grand opening this last weekend, and that event was wonderful. It was so good to see so many of you there and to see so many community members there and to get to see what good that space is going to offer. So again, I'm going to turn the mic to my daughter, Callie, just for any reflections that she has.
I will say that I do love the new family center, and I love the old one, but I was one of the few people who were interviewed for it, and I think that I really like the new one better because I can't get a volleyball stuck on one of the lights, and there's just so much more room. And I think that that's a really good opportunity for kids to get to experience more sports. Because right now, I'm actually one of the people who are doing the new tech club every Tuesday. And it's just been such a joy getting to do it with my friends.
Yeah. And Miss Jamie has been wonderful, right? We've loved getting to work with Miss Jamie. And I will say, too, after the event on Saturday, our family, three of us, we grabbed, like, pickleball rackets. And, like, we got to play. And we've never played pickleball before. And not that that's all that it's about, but, like, we're grateful for the space that that creates for families to connect across the lifespan. So thank you again for creating that space. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Yes. Thank you both. Yes, sir. sir. If we can get your name, please.
Mayor Forzel, yes, City Council members, I'm Dr. Philip Reeder at 434 Woodfall. I stand to speak against the resolution R2409, which is to be funded by Woodway City taxpayers' money, $262,058, $262,058, which could be used to provide lighting all over the city, sidewalks elsewhere, sewer lift stations, water main break repairs, staff salaries, street repairs for every Woodway citizen. The principal beneficiary of this resolution and this grant is Midway Independent School District, which has its own separate taxing authority and considerable revenue and assets. It says on the MISD website that there's transparency with regards to their taxing authority, and it mentions folks over 65 like I am. It says taxes are frozen no matter what. Property valuations go up or rates go up, the tax rate is frozen. But every single 65-year-old and older pays taxes to MISD, so why shouldn't they use their sidewalks? And I would mention, if we use general revenue funds, $262,058 of general revenue, it's effectively a backdoor tax increase for every single over 65 property owner who is already paying MISD taxes, and they're not going to be the beneficiaries of a focused resolution giving funds to MISD. Thank you.
Thank you very much,
sir. Anybody else at this time, please? Yes, sir, if we get your name.
I'm Kevin Tankersley. I've lived at 8824 Gladedale for 19 years. I'm also chair of the Woodway Parks and Recreation Commission. Three things. One, thank you to the city staff for putting on an excellent eclipse event today. It was just seamless. We were leaving. Your police chief and his officers were out directing traffic. They were riding around in carts, checking on people just to make sure everybody is well. And the chief was not in his office kind of overseeing everything. He was out working. We were coming home. He was on the corner of Bosque and Estates directing traffic along with his officers. So they did a great job along with the rest of the city staff on putting on an excellent event today. So thank yes. y'all. Thing number two, there's been a story going about that Councilwoman Cook has proposed spending $200,000 of the city money on playground equipment for Woodway Elementary School. That's 100% false. That topic has never come up at a Parks and Recreation Commission meeting. If you read the minutes, listen to the audio from past city council meetings, that proposal has never come up. And if any council member keeps putting that story out there, please feel free to share where that story came from, because it is not true. Thing three, while we are setting facts straight, the population 65 and over of the city of Woodway is not 50%, nor has it ever been 50%. According to the 2020 census, which is the most recent data available, 65 and plus makes up 22.6% of Woodway population. Under 18 is a larger group. It's 24.1%. So if we're going to work with numbers, let's work with correct numbers. Thank y'all.
Thank you, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Good evening. My name is Jean Surrey, and I live at 7717 East Fairway. And I want to speak about agenda item 5. In October of 2023, the Texas Transportation Commission awarded our city a $1.05 million grant project through the Transportation Alternatives Set Aside Program, which is under the Fixing America's Surface Transportation Act. It was one of 83 projects awarded statewide that would have 80% of the cost covered by federal funds. Efforts began several years ago with now former council members who worked with the Woodway Elementary principal at the time and the Texas Department of Transportation to seek sidewalks along Estates Drive. They were told at the time that the wait list was several years long and certain guidelines had to be met. And then for some reason, it became a dead issue. About 3 years ago, former city manager Dr. Sean Oubre began the process for a similar grant, which the council agreed to pursue further last year and was up for approval by the city at the last meeting. I was disappointed that the council voted down a grant project that would greatly improve the safety and accessibility along that stretch of Estates Drive. I sincerely hope that this grant can be acquired, and I beg the council to reconsider its vote. I also want to speak to how the vote played out at the last meeting. Councilmember Russell urged Councilmember Cook to recuse herself from voting, claiming it would be a conflict of interest because one of her campaign signs is on an undeveloped lot that could eventually have a sidewalk because of that project. Because council members Russell and Keyston focused on the campaign sign, this appears to me to be plain politics. The project provides no personal or financial benefit to council member Cook, and any work on the project, if it is approved, would happen well after this election. I would hope our council members would be more respectful of one another and place the needs of the city above politics. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Yes, sir. We can get your name, sir. Thank you.
My name is Mike Holman. I reside at 10015 Lost Oak Ridge. I live in fantasy land, according to my wife. I came to speak on one issue, but I'm going to speak on three of them within that 3 minutes. One, it's about lighting on the streets. I live in Mayor Quazell's neighborhood, Councilman Keyston's neighborhood. And when we moved here in 2000, I guess we always did our home shopping during the daylight hours. And about a week after we moved in, we were coming home from something. We said, it sure is dark. And we realized that Woodway doesn't have street lights. And so that's been going on for 24 years. So that's something we could address sometime. That's not what we're here for tonight. Senior Citizen Center, keeping the old one, I believe there's a feasibility study underway. And at that point would be the right time to make that decision so we can beat it to death between now and then. But let's get that feasibility study, that structural analysis, and look at it. I, too, was that now the reason I'm really here is I, too, was really disappointed at the last meeting when a grant was rejected. I was also disappointed to read that some councilman wanted Councilwoman Cook to recuse herself. I've talked to Councilwoman Cook about that and said next time defer to the city attorney because having a campaign sign on a piece of property is not a conflict of interest. So we got that out of the way, right? Sorry. Also, I hope you noticed when you came in that there's sidewalks in front of all these buildings right here at City Hall. There's sidewalks in front of every one of them. And there's a plan to take one of the lanes of the four lanes down the road and turn it into a bike lane, and so sidewalks would complement that and complete that task. Walgreens has a sidewalk, but from that point on, there are no sidewalks. By the way, I don't think those sidewalks will be on their individual property because I think there's a right-of-way there, so that's where those sidewalks should be. And we talked to somebody gave a quote one time, you can get a sidewalk for so many dollars, but I think the grants are much more than that, just more than just sidewalks. The last thing I'm going to say, then I'll sit down and my wife will be thankful, is that we've been hearing a lot about spending your money, talking about the taxpayers, $200, $260, whatever it is, your money. The $800,000, the rest of that money is also our money. Right. Just because it's the state of Texas doesn't mean it's not our money. So I guess the question is, do we want to get our money back in an amount of $800,000 back to Woodway? If we don't, it's going somewhere, and we won't get any benefit out of it. So the whole thing is our money, not just $200,000. The whole thing is our. I hope you reconsider in a positive manner.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Anybody else? Anybody else? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Scott Giddings, 1140 Woodland West Drive. You know, I've been in this community for over 20 years and been on council for 12 and a half years. We have been talking about sidewalks on estates for 30 years, even before I got on council. But the biggest thing we had was cost. At one point, we had a price of $3 million. And at that point, you know, we didn't have the revenue coming into the city. The thing I appreciate is when I was here 2 weeks ago to say goodbye to Dr. Bree, I was so surprised, but I thank you guys for the way you voted, because my phone, my text messages have gone crazy for the last 2 weeks. The citizens are not happy with the way that we gave $1 million, going to want to give $1 million back to the state. It was politics. And it was, I was so upset when I got home that night, and I'm still upset. I'm speaking from the heart, but I can't believe that it has to be so petty. I mean, this is a city. It's going to prove part of the city. And yes, it's on school district property, but that's part of the city. And when I look and drive down there and see how many kids are going to school and things like that, and the other thing is the safety. It just shocked me of how inconsiderate, selfish, and not looking forward with what is correct for the city. Thank you.
Anybody else?
Can I take 30 seconds to take it? I was not against the city getting this grant.
Okay, sir, hang on one second. Take a seat, let me see if there's anybody else, and then I'll bring you back to the podium.
Thank you.
Anybody else to speak? Okay, sir, I'll give you another couple of minutes here.
I probably should have said before my questions that I don't disagree that the sidewalks are a wonderful thing to have for the city. But I would like to see what was the reason and what is the background of what went into preparing that. We had nothing said that night. That's the first time I heard about that project when I sat here. So my questions were, why wasn't that information provided, at least in summary form, where we had it? There was nothing but the fact that this has been approved. All we want to do is just go ahead and pull it through. That doesn't seem like that's good politics as far as telling us what's going on.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thanks for your comments.
Thank you.
All right. There being nobody. Oh, okay. Yes. I know it's hard to hear back there, so we. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Sorry.
Just a couple
Holly,
more.
Yes, of course. Holly Oxhandler, 601 Wooded Crest. Callie had one more thing to say that she just wanted me here with her.
Okay.
About the sidewalks, I think that we should definitely put them there. Because, if we don't use our budget, then what are we going to do with it? Give it back? Save it for something else? Like, who knows? And I've seen a lot of kids either fall and hurt themselves walking to school, because I went there last year to Woodway Elementary, or they either walk and hurt themselves, or they have to get off their bike and have to pick it up, which can slow down themselves a lot. And if they're starting to run late, then who knows? Like, they could be 10 to 20 minutes late.
Got it. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. All right. Thank you all so much for your comments. I'll close the public comment section now. We're going to move on to item number 4, which is the quarterly presentation from the Public Safety Department's report regarding crime statistics and law enforcement activities in the second quarter of 2024. Chief.
Jason, can you assist me?
Good evening, Chief.
Good evening, Chief.
How are y'all?
Very well, thank you.
Good. Taylor Groves is going to help me. He's the captain of CID, Mayor, Council, City Manager. Thank you for the opportunity. Taylor is in our continuing professional development attempts to introduce y'all to our officers and also give them the opportunity to present and get a feel for it, because what are we but training our next individuals to sit in our seats? Taylor Groves with us since 2015. Before that, he was with the county. We get a lot of good individuals from the county. We're able to steal them pretty often, and they make some of our best officers.
Part of appreciate that.
Yeah, right. I said it to him, too. He has been with us since 2015. He is captain over our investigations division. Prior to that, he was sergeant over our investigations division. Prior to that, he was on patrol for several years. So we wanted him to present. Next slide, please. So first of all, we like to show you some quick photos of our last quarter, what it entailed. As you can see, Fire Marshal Zhang, after 30 years, retired. And the rest of these are, and then Shaka on the right side, you can see her retirement from the event we had here. And then K-9 Dawn is on the bottom, and he is still part of our department. The other pictures are our Citizens Police Academy every February. A great opportunity to meet our officers and see what we do from an inside point of view. Next slide. And from here, we're going to pass it off to Captain Groves.
Captain Groves, welcome.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for
being
here.
Mayor and members of the council, I appreciate the opportunity to present our quarterly report to you this evening. On the right-hand side of the screen, you'll see our statistics from the first quarter of 24 as compared to the first quarter last year. We saw a decrease in police calls for service this quarter. Police calls for service, our call is generated anytime our officers are dispatched anywhere. There's a call number associated with that. So it's kind of a catch-all for everything that we do. We saw a decrease there this quarter as compared to last year. Of those calls, 115 of them required a police report to be taken. Many of these are cleared on scene by an arrest. Those not cleared on scene with an arrest are forwarded to CID or code enforcement or wherever it needs to go for a follow-up investigation. Online solicitation and burglary remain the same, while thefts and sex crimes increased by one. Fire and EMS calls for service increased a little bit, and accidents dropped by more than 20%. We're pretty proud of that. VCO calls for service also decreased. VCO's violation of city ordinance, there's a long list of those that we try to stay on top of. Arrests were at 92 for this quarter, and assaults stayed at 5. We saw decreases in traffic stops and citations, and weapons violations also decreased from 7 to 3. At the bottom of the page there, you'll see our top offenses. Drug and narcotics violations, most of these, I believe there are 26, if I can see that right. Most of these are a result of a traffic stop. All other larceny is at 20. Larceny and theft are often used interchangeably, but larceny specifically refers to physical property that's taken, whereas thefts can include things like identity theft, theft of service, things like that. Destruction, damage, and vandalism, so criminal mischief, is at 5 this quarter. We generally see an uptick in that number whenever school is out for spring break or summer break. And then the fourth one that you're not going to see up there is DWI.
Good. Thank you. Yeah, we tend to have an increase during spring break. We're trying to figure out why that happens. We've got some of our best detectives on it. Next slide, please. So every quarter I like to show you something just to give you kind of an update. And we wanted to show you the crime comparison between 2019 and 2023. A lot's happened since then. A lot of cities have experienced high rate in crime increase and things like that. But we want to show you from 2019, pre-COVID, pre-anti-police violence, all these kinds of things, what we have in the city of Woodway, and it's pretty much a nothing burger. Nothing's changed. Woodway is still in 2019 what it is in 2023. If anything, burglaries look like they're a little down, and we're just mincing numbers here by one or two. Assaults are down. Accidents are barely down. Arrests are down. My goal is to bring you one day an arrest of zero. That'd be great. I'm a fond believer in Sir Robert Peel and Augustus Vollmer, who are the fathers of modern policing, who say police efficiency is the absence of crime and disorder, not the visible evidence of police action in dealing with it. So that's how we like to bring in numbers that go down. Obviously, we don't have a say in some of those, but we do what we can. But this is a 5-year comparison, transparency showing everybody where we are, where Woodway's projecting to be, and where we want it to go. So any questions that we may answer, that Taylor may answer.
Well, I think I speak from council, from everybody on council, just to commend you guys on a fantastic job. We're so proud of all that you do for our city. And I think I also speak for all of council that drinks are on us if you bring us zero arrests.
Thank you very much.
Police Department of Texas.
Thank you guys so much. Really, really appreciate it. All right, that's it for our presentations. Item number five is discussion and consider action on resolution R-24-09, authorizing entering into an advanced funding agreement, an AFA, with the Texas Department of Transportation for the Neighborhood and Elementary School Sidewalk Project, funded through the Transportation Alternatives Set Aside, or TASA, program, which is a grant in the amount of $1,048,233 and providing for a 20% match of at least $262,058 by the City of Woodway, and authorizing the city manager to execute any documents in connection therewith. May I have a motion to discuss, please?
I'll make a motion to discuss.
So moved?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Thank you. Council, we're bringing this item back up. I, like many of you and like many in the room, heard about the vote last time, and was equally disappointed to hear about the rejection of the grant. A few minutes later, I received a request from Councilman Avant, Dr. Avant, for reconsideration of the vote. And he requested that the item be brought forward for reconsideration on the agenda. So that's why we're revisiting this tonight. And I'm gonna pass it over to Mr. Manager to give us any insight before we move on.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. I felt it was prudent to have some other guest stars here tonight. There's two other folks that are going to lend us some speaking time since this, was all done before my tenure. My three least favorite words are "I don't know," so to ensure that, well, when put together. We have a representative from MRB and our Waco MPO. I think I saw Dr. Kumar back there. So if you'd like to just open it up, Mayor, gentleman back here, Mr. Solomon, he can help us with some of the questions that came from the audience, if there's any background that the council may wish to know. This gentleman helped complete and submit all of the grant paperwork related to this project.
All right, so yes, if we could hear from you, please. And Mr. Solomon, thank you for being here. And then Dr. Kumar, we'll hear from you next. Thank you.
Sure. Solomon Thomas with MRB Group. Appreciate y'all having me here. The city did acquire our services to help y'all with applying for the grant. And so we put together the paperwork, the estimates related to submitting this grant to the Texas Department of Transportation. And so I'm happy to answer questions. I don't know if there's specific things y'all want to know about the grant. The grant itself includes sidewalks and ramps along Midway Drive and Estates Drive. And
do we have a graphic of the...
Okay, there you go. And so you can see the project location where the sidewalk is. It's right there near the school.
When was this grant applied for?
When was it submitted?
Yes. Because we've heard many different dates and we've heard different numbers on this. This was put in the consent agenda last time and didn't get very much information at all. And, you know, this doesn't really feel like a consent agenda item, being it's $1.3 million. I mean, $262 for us. So I'm pleased that it came back and we have quite a bit more information and you're here, but the timing is important because that's what has affected a lot of this.
So the resolution supporting that was April of 23.
Well, we voted on it this time last year, April 24, 2023. It's in the minutes that we approved it unanimously to submit
Smith, correct.
Yes.
And the numbers was different than what we had here.
It was submitted May 30th of 23, I believe, is what I see signed on here. Is when it was submitted.
I mean, there was variations on the numbers of that. But, okay, May 23, how fast does it take to get that stuff approved? Because we're talking like a year later. Why did we wait till the last minute?
So the TxDOT has a call for projects. They have a deadline to get those applications in. Mm-hmm. And then they review projects. Mm-hmm. And then they pick projects. And then they inform the governmental entities that have applied for that. I don't know the exact timing when they notified you guys.
Yeah, that's the other thing I'd like to know is when it was approved, because it kind of sounded like it's been approved, but we've heard rumors from some of the other people saying, oh, we've been working on it 5 years. Well, if that was the case, why are we waiting to the last minute to vote on this? And there again, when was it approved? So we know should it have been done 6 months ago? Because I can tell you that of course, somebody was saying they got a bunch of phone calls. I got a bunch of phone calls too, and it was more about the whenever we went to the four lanes to two on Estates, they're going, why are you putting sidewalks there? I'm not opposed to sidewalks. Matter of fact, I'm supporting putting sidewalks from Fairway to Acorn because we should be more interested in the safety of the children going to school versus the children at school, because that's now Midway ISD issue, not Woodway issue.
So I don't know how to exactly answer, I think, the question you were asking, because y'all hired us to put the grant together. Once we submitted the grant, then
but you don't have a completion date or anything.
I don't. No.
And that's kind of what we kind of got last time, was we didn't know a lot of the information here. And that's, you know, troubling.
In general, TxDOT can take anywhere from 4 to 9 months to make a decision and put those decisions out there.
We applied it last year, and it could have been approved 4 months after last.
Could have been.
Maybe Brenda.
It's just
Brenda. Do you know when we got notification of the?
No, sir. This is, they were handling the grant application.
Mr. Thomas, you don't have notification of when we received.
I can probably get that from Brooke, who's our grant administrator.
But it happened somewhere between May 23 and now.
Correct.
And okay.
If I remember right, it was early this year, but I'm not positive. I can't give you an exact date.
Okay. Yeah. That's
we've been sitting on that for 4 months.
Well, I don't know how long it takes to go through the state's channels and all that, but the fact is we got approved for it. And here we are about to vote on it. Okay. Go ahead.
So when it was approved, did they send you all a notification to forward to us for the resolution? Because I know that in order for us to accept the grant, we have to have a resolution. So if they sent that to you all, when did you get that notification?
Well, normally what happens is that they would notify the municipality that applied for it. And then we would, usually what would happen, I'm assuming that Dr. O'Bray actually forwarded that to Brooke Thompson, who is our grant administrator. She could have been on the CC line. I don't know the answer to that.
Okay.
So, but, I mean, it was this year for sure. I mean, we've been getting them in intermittently recently, yeah.
And this was part of a series of grants throughout McLennan County, is that correct?
Well, it's much broader than...
Oh. Well, yeah, sorry, I was looking at...
Okay, sure.
And can you speak to that?
Yes.
Yeah, he'll talk to it in just a second. Okay. Yep.
So the actual TASA program is a statewide program. Now, what that relates to the Metropolitan Planning Organization, but... MRB helps other communities too, and so across the state they put that out, and there's grants associated with that.
No one talked about our most dangerous area that we need sidewalks, the Fairway to Acorn. At that time, they just brought up this.
This grant was just for this, though, right? It wasn't to be used for any other project. It was just specifically for this one,
right?
I think that
it was applied for this specific location. Yes, yeah.
That's why we're granted it. It's because of
it met criteria.
The school.
Right.
Well, that's what I'm saying, that we missed the most dangerous part for something that Midway ISD. I don't know.
I think that the genesis of the application was because of the call for proposals, correct? And the call for proposals has a specific requirement that must be met. And if I'm reading it correctly, you can correct me if I'm wrong, one of those criteria that was asked for was whether or not it's going to help students or kids get to school safely.
There's, yes, lots of qualifications within there and how they, okay, you know, rank
and
that.
And how
they
you don't rank it is the other thing, that just like we talked about the other day when we were talking about hiring someone to do the assessment of our old family center. We rank them, correct? Sure. And so I think that if we wanted to give ourselves a good chance of, and I say ourselves because I wasn't on there, but I'm part of this body today. But I think that the we want to give ourselves an opportunity to put forth our best foot. And it would be remiss of us if we were to submit an application that excludes one of the things that they really are going to look for. And having safe passes to schools would make sense. And so it's not to say that, you know, the people who were here prior to us, and I don't know if you were here or not, David, but I don't think that, and I wouldn't put this on them to say that, oh, you guys missed on looking at other areas that are dangerous on areas, dangerous areas that we should have sidewalks. Yeah. Quite frankly, we still have time to do that.
Yeah.
This is not about what we should have, could have, would have done back then. This was about how was this grant announced? What were the requirements of submitting a grant? We hired someone to look at that requirement, and we put the best foot forward to get that grant. I don't disagree that maybe there's some other areas that we should be looking at. I don't disagree with that.
Yeah.
But that's not germane to what we're talking about today, or it shouldn't be.
As citizens have pointed out, and I'm not near as smart as a lot of my constituents, I think you know that, but they said that Woodway should be concerned about safe passage for students from their home to the school.
I understand
that. And that's where, and that one dangerous area.
I do not disagree with that. Again, the question is whether or not it is really germane to the question at hand. That is, what did we ask for this grant for? What were the criteria that were asked about? And whether or not we apply for a grant with the criteria in mind and then put forth our best foot. Doesn't matter whether or not there are areas that were better. If we would have submitted for that area, it would have been denied.
That's right.
We don't know that.
At the end of the day, it would have been denied.
You don't know what will be approved or denied.
We have access to the requirements, to the specifications.
There can be other grants.
Well, we can do other grants too. That's great. Let's do it.
Here's one of the things I wanted to try to simplify things. Has any of y'all, or anyone, talked with Midway ISD and see if they would put up the $262,000? Because if you do, if you find that, I will solve this problem right now and vote with you. And
okay,
say,
so let's talk about that a little bit. If we're going to be a body that looks at, well, who gets benefit, we have
and
a lot of it. Well, who's going to have the cost? There are a lot of things that we do that the cost associated with what we do is not equal. That's lying.
It's a pretty simple question.
Can I finish?
I was just saying, does anybody talk to them about anybody?
I presented that exact question to our acting city manager. I have not asked that question.
And the reason why I have not asked that question, because again, it's not germane to what we're talking about today. The grant has already been approved. I'm not going to go back to someone and say, hey, you know, I'm a new guy on the board. Now I want you to pay for this deal.
I'm not going to do that. I'll be Monty Hall here. Some of y'all are so young, y'all probably don't know who Monty Hall is. But anyway, has anyone talked with the two commercial lots and say, will you pay half of that? And if so, I will go along with you.
What if those commercial lots come back and say, well, give me a rebate on the taxes that I've already paid for the city?
See, y'all
because
could.
Should I not have access to my store, I'm paying taxes too as a
commercial business.
Could have changed the ordinance to make that one vacant lot pay for a sidewalk on their own. And we have ordinance like that for the building houses.
We can't retroactively ask them to pay. But
that would be the one lot where your sign is.
Hang on, guys. Hang on 1 second. Any questions for Mr. Thomas so I can let him sit down? Any more questions? Yeah, Mr. Thomas, thank you. You can be seated.
Sorry.
Do you have a question?
Well, no, sir, I don't have a question. Just Mr. Keister raised that point again. Just kind of waiting for a break in the conversation.
Yeah, you're doing good.
Yes, Mr. Keeson asked me to reach out to MISD, and last Friday I did sit down privately with Dr. Allen, and I shared the email from Mr. Keeson with him, and his response was he could not make that decision, and he would have to take that to his board. But that's not.
Yeah.
He added it's not a budgeted expenditure, so he couldn't really comment, but we had the conversation.
Okay. Now, just to add a little, and I won't talk much after this.
Do you have anything for him?
No, thank you.
I did get the answer to your question when y'all were notified. It was October 26th of 2023.
Wow, we could have had this vote a long time
ago. Okay.
And
thank you.
Would have
thank you, Mr. Thomas. That's perfect.
Any other questions?
I don't think we have any more questions for you. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
I was just going to say that I know David Keeson's been burning up the phone lines. I know Dr. Avant's been trying to find any way possible. I've met with school board members. I've had some other people contact school board members. And I was told two things that I always find very shocking. One, they said they did not care about sidewalks. And they said that was something we came up with and asked if it was okay for that to be put on there. And they said, if you want to spend the money, fine, but they don't care. Also, one of the school board members was going, which I know we've got engineering studies, but he goes, why is it so much? Because, and I don't know what school it was, but he said that they just put in sidewalks at one of their newer school, and there was a busing situation. And for about the same footage, and he said they had inclines and all the other stuff, it was about $150,000. And, of course, that's what I brought up before, Googling some stuff and going, man, this number is like 600 and something thousand. Is that right?
I think that's
600. It was a bunch of $600 running foot, and Google showing it should be like 10% of that.
I think that
was another reason that threw us for that thing.
Thank you. Appreciate those. I think Dr. Kumar, when he comes up here, we can ask him some of those. You know, I know that this sidewalk borders the Woodway Elementary, but what I'd like council to just think about as we're having this discussion, those are two city streets. Mm-hmm. Around the sidewalks are houses that have kids, houses that don't have kids, and walkers in the neighborhood that walk all in those beautiful streets. This sidewalk, I don't see this as a school Midway ISD project.
I agree.
They didn't apply for the grant. They didn't get the grant. This is a Woodway project because those are Woodway streets.
Right.
And that right of way where the sidewalk is going to go in, that's not just for kids. That's what I really am puzzled by. Mm-hmm. This is for everybody who lives in that area.
You know, Mr. Mayor, I would agree with you if that sidewalk was on the other side of the street.
But you know,
but it's not.
In order to get the grant, Mr. Keeston, we had to have it on that side of the street.
Well,
and now, guess what? Guess what? Now, anybody who wants to make use of that sidewalk can be on that side of the street and get very comfortably down to the Walgreens and to the other end of the
sidewalk.
But
as a matter of fact,
I know you love sidewalks. I know you want some. And actually, the fairway conversation, I'd love to revisit that again because I do think.
Frankly, last vote, my whole point was to try and work with our acting city manager to try and find a compromise in order to have this go forward.
Yeah.
And that was the whole plan, the whole motivation. whole desire.
I don't see it as a midway sidewalk. I really see it as a city sidewalk.
But the only thing is, why can't we expect? Why shouldn't we expect?
Because midway.
Excuse me. Let me finish.
Midway's our neighbor. They're good neighbors to us. Our kids go there. We benefit from Midway.
I understand that.
We have a wonderful neighbor.
I get that. We've heard that.
That's why me putting the sidewalk there.
I don't interrupt you. If you wouldn't interrupt me, I'd be grateful.
Okay.
All right? All I'm saying is this benefits to a great deal. Maybe not 100% Midway School District. What is wrong with having them participate to some extent? I suggested even half, or
I could go with that.
Whatever we could get of the $262,000. There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, I would, if Midway applied for this grant, and if they needed some help making the 20%, that would be a different conversation. But we applied for this grant. We all signed off on it. We all said yes, we want this grant. And the only way we were going to get it was that it was on Midway's side of the street there. But our citizens are going to have full access to enjoy that and to use it safely. Not just for kids. This is not just for kids. This is for everybody in this.
Can I interrupt? Quick enough.
I'm going to let you. Then I want Dr. Kumar to come up.
Yeah. Well, it was just, I really think sequence is so important. And, you know, you talked about we all agree a year ago. And it probably would have passed 100% a year ago or even close to that. But after we passed that, cutting the estates, our busiest street, from 4-lane to 2, that woke up a lot of citizens. And that's where I got a lot of people going, why are you doing this? I think that they wouldn't even thought about us doing this until that estates thing. And I'm sorry, you know.
No, it's okay. Good comment.
As far as the citizens are concerned, I think, yes, it did wake them up. And they're looking at it from the standpoint of tax dollars. And I get that. And I don't disagree with that. I think that in hindsight, if we could go back and redo this application, I would not be opposed to say, hey, let's sit at the table with Midway ISD and see what they can bring to the table. I have no problem with that. But there are a couple of points that we are, I think, getting sideways on, and that is, one, the reason why we got this grant is because it had to meet a certain criteria. Part of that criteria was that it is by a school. So whether or not Midway wanted the school really is immaterial as long as they agree that they had no opposition to it formally. If they had no opposition to it formally, then we move forward with our grant application.
Quick question, I bet you'll be able to answer it.
Well, David, hold it. You're going to be first to ask the question. Dr. Kumar, thank you for being here. Could you just, for the good of the council, introduce yourself? Tell us what your role was in this sidewalk project.
Sure.
Mr. Russell has a question for you.
Sure. Thank you for this opportunity. My name is Mukesh Kumar. I serve as the director of Waco Metropolitan Planning Organization. We have a 20-member policy board, which includes members from City of Woodway, along with we also have a technical advisory committee where also we have Mr. Davidson, who serves, and Mr. Nalette, were appointed to our policy board. We serve all the communities throughout McLennan County, and most of our transportation planning efforts, it results in a 25-year-long long-range transportation plan. We also maintain a 4-year transportation improvement program. And the reason why that 4-year program is important is because every time a transportation alternative project gets funded, it must be included in our TIP in order for it to proceed. And typically, once it is in our TIP, the 4-year program, TxDOT District gets the signal that they need to start preparing the advanced financial agreement. And it typically takes them somewhere between 4 to 6 months to prepare that. Sometimes it can take longer. In larger district, it takes longer. In Waco District, we are actually fortunate to have this on a slightly faster timeline. And so in some ways, I'm very aware that there are several other MPOs throughout Texas where similar transportation alternative programs are still being decided upon at the district. And so I want to make sure that you're familiar with the timeline. There are a couple of things I wanted to mention which will hopefully help. So part of this long-range transportation planning process that we engage in, we typically look at all the data related to safety, related to future developments. We look at the, our AADT, the annual traffic models that we do. And based on that, we typically look for projects that connect the existing projects that we already have, because that's the, largely the idea. The Woodway project actually has been on our active transportation plan for well over 10 years. Wow. And it was only recently that City Council, fortunately, decided to take a quick look at it and decided to move forward with it. This particular project that you're discussing today, this came to our attention roughly about 2 years ago. At that point in time, at that point, Dr. Oubre, who served on the policy board, he had informed me that they had contracted with MRV to start working on some of these projects that they had been thinking about for quite some time. At that point in time, we made sure that the application process goes through smoothly. We wrote a letter of support. The policy board typically writes, considers, and makes a motion and supports all the projects in transportation alternative throughout McLennan County. And after that, we also reviewed the applications. And so part of the process before we can move forward with this, we make sure that policy board agrees to, if funded, policy board agrees to then include it in our transportation improvement program. So that's where we are. October, we were told that City of Woodway was one of the three projects that were funded in McLennan County. We were delighted because that's usually a much better success rate than what we typically get. A lot of our projects end up being inside areas that are larger and areas that are that have quite a few members of the staff working on this. One quick other item I want to mention is that when it comes to sidewalks, in transportation planning, we typically ask ourselves that we respond to problems of today, but in most cases, the projects we undertake, and for us, every project that you're looking at from I-35 to multi-mode project, we had been thinking about these projects for the last 15 to 20 years. And in fact, everybody who worked on those projects isn't here.
Yeah.
And so in most cases, a lot of projects we work on, they are future-oriented, but at the same time, they are rooted in the community based on our understanding of what happens today. And so at the MPO, when we heard about this project, one of the first impression we had was that it's rare that we get an opportunity to support a project which benefits today's community as is today, and at the same time, promises to better our future generations and make something. So we are certainly quite delighted about this project. Mm-hmm. We also do a very due diligent analysis of all the cost estimates before we put our and based on this, we typically use the cost estimates from TxDOT manual on construction projects. We also use the Federal Highway Administration's cost estimation for all of these projects. And in this project, you have sidewalk as well as you have ADA compliance related improvements. And at the same time, based on where the location is, you also typically want to put certain amount of contingencies. And that's typically part of that. That's why you typically do not have exactly amount of inflation often comes in the way. And so that's sort of the background of what it is.
Okay.
And I'm happy to answer
Thank you.
Whatever question we may have.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Russell?
I appreciate you said that this was approved in October, and I really wish that we would have voted on it in November or December so we could have had it out of our way. But now my next question is there an expiration date on this? Because like last week or 2 weeks ago, we didn't have hardly any of this information because it was put in the wrong place in the agenda. It was put on the consent agenda, which is just a non-confrontational. I'm thankful we're having this discussion now because it looks like we've got about 80 pages of background information that, we didn't know the amount of footage until we read it in the newspaper. I asked, what was it? It was about 1,000 feet, and we found out it was 1925. But my point is there an expiration date? Do we have time to allow Midway ISD to have a school board meeting and say, hey, can you help out this? Because Midway's a little concerned about putting the whole bill on this.
So you do need to respond to the request for signing of the advanced financial agreement. If you would like, and sorry, sir.
How soon?
As soon as possible, because typically there is a certain amount of back and forth that goes on. So, for instance, your city attorney will probably review that, and if you have any comment, you can send it back to TxDOT, and TxDOT responds again. So there is a certain amount of time. What I would recommend, if that's the that's the policy you would like to pursue, then make a response to the AFA and request for a certain amount of time based on what you think.
You're saying that we can extend it a certain amount of time?
Can make a request. You cannot request. Necessarily. You can make a request.
Okay. Well, If we go back to the October date, it sounds like our city really messed up because we're, 6 months later now.
No, we were asking this. We're going to ask the same question. He spoke to it earlier. He said once they give us notification, then there's something that has to happen at the state level before they can issue a notice to us that we need to sign the documents that are necessary to be signed. So that period of time, if I heard you correctly, you said takes 4 to 6 months.
It can take even longer than that. However, in this particular case, in October, when Dr. Sean Rubre informed us that City of Woodbury had received, we acted during our November meeting of the policy board, and we decided to include this project into our 4-year transportation improvement program. Once we do that, it needs to be uploaded into the statewide TIP. Once it goes in there, it has to be approved by the Federal Highway Administration because it is actually federal money. It's not even TxDOT's money. And so after that, once Federal Highway Administration approves the STIP process, only then TxDOT can proceed with drafting the advanced financial agreement.
So when was the soonest time we could have voted on it?
Now.
What about 2 weeks ago?
Please finish, Dr. Kumar.
Until you receive the advanced financial agreement notification from the TxDOT, you could take some decisions, but it wouldn't matter really, because it's really your agreement to sign the AFA. That's what matters for the project to move forward or not move forward.
So when did we receive that? I mean, we're talking about October, now we're talking later.
Now, I do not know when did the city receive the notification for AFA. I can't tell you that.
Okay. Go ahead. Do you have another comment?
No, I was going to say, Sean told us that we had to have it done by March, is what we were told. And so my interpretation of that was that they were waiting for us to sign off on this document or sign off on acceptance in the month of March.
Okay.
And we didn't start until, I guess, late March.
Well, Dr. Kumar, correct me.
That might be the time that we needed, because of how our schedule falls as far as when we can have a meeting.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Please, and thank you for all this information.
Yes,
it's very, very, very helpful. Regardless of when the city was notified, the fact is we won this grant. We got this grant.
Yes.
And regardless of the timing of the notification, we still have this grant in play, and we can tonight vote to accept this grant and move forward and get going with this.
Yes, and I can very safely say that if you decide to vote against it, we will have to go and make an amendment to our TIP and remove this project out of our TIP and make sure that this money then goes back to TxDOT. So that's what we'll have to do. Yes.
It's gone is what you're saying.
I want to find a way of getting to the yes.
Yes.
At the same time, it seems like we missed some steps tying in Midway ISD or those private lot owners, and that's the difficulty there. And like I said, if we could approve this before we did the Midway Estates, it probably would have went through with no problem at all. Nobody would matter about the $262,000. But once we started taking our busiest street from 4 to 2 lanes, then citizens started saying, what are y'all thinking?
Yeah. And citizens started saying, wow, that's an amazing project.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's an amazing project. We did.
Well,
we got a ton.
Yeah.
Some of them are here today.
I can tell you that I have no stack in the deck.
Do I know you ladies?
Have we ever met? Statement.
Have we ever met? Yeah, you and me. Have we ever met? Councilman Russell said, I'm stacking the deck.
Well,
have I ever met? Have you and I ever met?
At the same time, I want to have a sidewalk.
There's no stacking of the deck.
Area because
Thank you, ma'am. I didn't mean to put you on the spot. I just want to share. Dr. Kumar, any final thoughts?
Yes.
Before you move on?
So we do a lot of data analysis at the MPO, mm-hmm. and to look into trying to peer into the future for 25 years. One of the things that recently came across our desk that we noticed was, so Hewitt Drive portion, that's just south of US 84.
Excuse us, folks, we're trying to hear
you. Just south of US 84 is about to get on the Texas, or the state's 100 most congested roadway segment. What it effectively means is that we already have a project on the state's
Excuse
drive.
Excuse us, folks, so sorry. So sorry, we're trying to hear.
And we would expect a project to come about for Hewitt Drive as well, especially if it becomes on the 100 most congested roadway list. What that means is that these two projects obviously need to connect. And at the MPO, that's what we spend all of our time trying to figure out, how do we connect all of our assets that we have. And so, and that's one of the reasons why our policy board was, in fact, we have been looking at Hewitt Drive for a long time, and States Drive as well. And so this project in many ways connects the two major locations that we're already looking at. And so we are hoping that, we're hoping that you would say yes so that we can move forward. What kind of arrangement do you need to make? I mean, I work for the MPO. I can't advise you on that.
To the yes. Yes.
We really appreciate it, sir.
Have you ever had anyone turn down a grant like this?
Not in Texas, but I have had this. I have seen such events occur. It's usually extreme disappointment, and largely because it is largely federal money, and most people do not say no to federal funding.
I cannot fathom saying no.
Well, and I can't fathom that we didn't have the connection with Midway ISD to see if they wanted to cover, or that two.
This is so much bigger than being next to a school. This connects our community to each other. This allows accessibility for neighbors all throughout Woodway to make it all throughout our city, straight from the lake all the way to Highway 84 access road.
Except from Fairway to Acorn. Because
they will have pedestrian access there. We've already voted on
it.
If I may say one other thing. I think that the process that perhaps went on, this is before I got here. That is not to excuse anything. That's not why I'm saying this. But the process, I think, could stand some real scrutiny and modification going forward in terms of the applicability of what the grant is going to and who's paying for it. Listen, I'm not against sidewalks either.
No,
but the thing is, my first responsibility is to the constituents of Woodway and spending their money properly. Okay. That's what came to forefront of my mind. Just a moment, please.
And so we throw $1 million away.
And, you know, it has nothing to do with throwing away $1 million. It has to do with spending $262,000. That's what it has to do with.
And
so, you know, I appreciate everything we've gone through. It's educated me a lot, and I appreciate that. It's just that there is something I hope we can take home here about evaluating the process going forward with other grants.
Let me finish what I was going to say, Russell. I agree with you. I do not disagree with you.
Thank you, Dr. Kamara.
Sorry about that.
Thank you for your information.
Thank you, sir.
I agree with you 100%. I think that being on this body, it is incumbent upon us to try to understand as best we can what's going on. Our limitation, quite frankly, is that we don't do this on a full-time basis. So that is a limitation. So we are left to one, deal with things that are happening because of our predecessors. Whether or not we go back and change everything, I don't think that's good governance. But I do understand exactly what you're saying. I do think that we have a responsibility to try to understand these things as well. But I also think that we have a responsibility when we talk about the citizenry is to explain to them and to educate them too, because some of them are talking about tax dollars. Oh, my tax dollars are going this way. Well, your tax dollars are going to that street that's in front of the school too. So do you want us to tear that street up and move traffic around the block and then get to 84, because it is tantamount to the same thing? You are paying tax dollars for people to drive their kids on that road to get them to, guess where? Midway Elementary School. Do you want to take the streets out? So that's what I'm saying. Let's be reasonable, folks. let's talk about this in terms of if we're going to educate the public, let's educate them appropriately. Let's not just say, well, yeah, you got a point there. Your tax dollars are going to use on that. Well, part of that road, part of that land that we're putting that sidewalk on is city lands, because part of it is what? The right of way. We own the right of way. So part of that sidewalk is going to go on city property. Okay? So let's not play that game about, well, we're going to make sure that we're spending our tax dollars appropriately. Tax dollars are always spent in a way that people aren't going to agree with. People who use most of police service don't pay as much for it. That's a fact. That's an actual fact. Are we going to stop policing? Are we going to do away with policing because
we
don't
want police?
No, we're not going to do that. That's ridiculous, right? So that's what we're talking about. Sometimes your tax dollars will go to the betterment of the community, even if you don't get the benefit of it. That's good for community. That's good for governance. That's what I think we ought to educate the public on. And sometimes they're right, but sometimes they need to understand that this is not the battle we need to fight, folks. This is a good project. This is something that's good. Now, let's get to the table and work on some of those other areas. And we have the fortitude to do that. Let's do it. I'm not against that.
Perhaps, Mayor, it's time to call for a vote.
I think we're done.
Yes.
I would like to make a motion.
Okay.
That we accept Resolution R-2409, authorizing entering into an advance funding agreement, AFA, with the Texas Department of Transportation for the Neighborhood and Elementary School Sidewalk Project, funded through the Transportation Alternative Set-Aside, TASA, program grant in the amount of $1,048,233 and providing for a 20% match of at least $262,058 by the City of Woodway, and authorizing the city manager to execute any documents in connection therewith.
Before we go
Thank
any
you,
farther,
Councilwoman.
Council Member Cook, are you going to be recusing yourself?
I am not going to this time. I wished it last time that I had leaned over and asked Mr. Shaw if I in fact had a conflict of interest. And after talking with him and after reading about what a conflict of interest is, I do not have one.
Jimmy has told me before that he does not call balls and strikes for recusal. Also, we don't want to put our city managers, any of them, in that same position because it puts them in an uncomfortable place.
He didn't tell me either way. He didn't tell me either way. What he did was ask me questions about what a conflict of interest is, and I answered no to all of them, and then I said, so I don't have a conflict of interest.
Well, what I'm told is the council.
It's in local government code chapter 271. You may want to look at it.
Well, what I'm told,
we have a live motion.
Yeah, but I'm finishing this up just for the record.
We have a motion.
The council is responsible for managing who recuses themselves.
We're kind of out of the scope here.
But
it's okay. It's all right, folks. It's all right.
And with the fact that we're having the same issue, I just wanted to put in the record that
Mr. Russell.
Let me finish this because you're interrupting me, and we did not.
Can we have a little quiet here, please?
Yes.
Now, thank you.
Now, Mayor, I put a motion from the standpoint of, for the record, last year our Mayor Pro Tem had the sign on the same issue. And he recused himself. Last meeting,
that's outside
we had the same issue. Well, let me finish. You're interrupting me.
Outside the scope.
But so we've got two times that there was a recusal. So just for the record, I want you to everyone to know that there was two issues that was recused. And the third time, you're deciding to vote. It's okay that you vote, but I just want you to know for the record.
So the my political sign being on that property, is that property owner's free speech?
Yes, but you're giving them financial benefit. Getting a sidewalk.
I mean, he's getting a sidewalk, but that's okay. On the it's city the right of Woodway right of way.
But is that going to be a financial benefit to that piece of property?
I don't know.
All right, guys, we have a live motion.
It's okay,
we
have I've we said have a live. Piece, and
you
I
said
know.
You said your piece.
Correct.
You said your piece.
Say no more story.
Okay.
We need a second.
We need a second.
Second.
All right, we have a second from Councilwoman. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, Council, I will now call for the vote, and I would just ask, please, just out of respect for decorum, if we could refrain from any outbursts while we do the vote. Council, I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, please say nay.
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 The ayes have it with Councilman Russell and Councilman Keyston a nay. Thank you all. The resolution passes. Thank you all very much. Okay, we are moving on to the consent agenda. The consent agenda consists of non-controversial, routine, and budgeted items, which require no public hearing. The consent agenda is subject to being approved with a single motion. However, the mayor or any city council member, I'm just gonna wait for people to leave. Any council member may remove any item from the consent agenda for separate discussion and consideration. Just gonna give it a second here.
Tell me when you're ready.
Okay. Can you all hear me okay?
Sure.
All right, Mr. Manager, any comments on these items, 6A through D, please?
Thank you, Mayor and Council. Just a couple of things. On item B, we have a representative from Walker Partners who's here to help us if you guys have any questions. But the basic summary of item 6B is the US 84 ground storage tank rehabilitation and painting, also for Bosky. Those were two projects that were identified by our engineer, Mitch Davison, and his assistant, John Norman. This is ARPA money that we discussed at the last meeting, the 2.5, or I'm making up the figure, I don't believe I have that in front of me, but the remaining amount, not to exceed $1,278,870 of federal money that was given to the city of Woodway. They've identified the water system as the most appropriate need for that allocation. Item 6C, discussion action resolution 2-24-10, declaring three retired police Tahoes as surplus property and donating said vehicles to the formation of a new police department to Midway ISD, which will help get our school. Well, Chief may be able to speak a little bit better on this one, but basically we're going to get our school resource officers back on the street, and that will also help them as they're going through the last steps to finalize their becoming an actual police department through TCOL, through the state. They're going to need vehicles, and that's we have these three vehicles that we can help them out with. And item 6D is a memorandum of understanding between MISD and the Woodway Public Safety Department regarding how they are going to communicate and coordinate moving forward in this next school year as we've revised our last agreement. And that's everything on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Manager.
Yes.
Great, great report on the consent agenda. Council, you've got the agenda before you. Are there any items that you'd like removed for separate discussion?
I'd like to remove B, C, and D.
Items 6, B, C, and D. All righty. Ms. Barkley, just for your notes, we're moving 6, B, C, and D for separate discussion. We'll take them in order. Council, I will entertain a motion to approve item 6A, please.
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
It's moved and seconded. Thank you. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and the motion carries. Thank you very much. Item 6A is approved. All right, we're moving to 6B. Discussion and consider action to award a contract in response to bid 24-03 for Bosky and US 84 ground storage tank rehabilitation to NG Painting LLC, the lowest responsible bidder, in an amount not to exceed $1,278,870, and authorizing the city manager to execute any documents in connection therewith. Motion to discuss, please.
I'll make a motion to discuss.
Second. Moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. Russell.
Just when it's a $1,278,000 bid, it's kind of hard to have that in consent agenda. I'm sure everything's good and I support everything, but you know, how long will it take and that type of information?
Mr. Manager?
Helping us out. So Mitch and John are at a water conference. They're unable to be here, but
Helping with answers to this.
Yes, sir. Yeah. And I believe this is one of the handful of gentlemen with that firm that participated in the bid process. Mm-hmm. Correct, sir. Okay. Thank you.
The project has a 6-month contract time.
Okay.
So it's anticipated that essentially the first 3 months would be utilized for the Bosky ground storage tank rehabilitation. So tank would go down in service, they'd blast it, recoat it. There's some miscellaneous piping and appurtenance improvements on that tank as well, and then that would go back into service, and then the latter 3 months would go over to the...
I was going to say, we'd stagger them, so that way you're not down on two wells.
Yes.
That's the other thing.
So we've conveyed that to them, that they have to take the Bosky ground storage tank down first, finish there, and then they can move to the second one, so only one's out of service at a time.
And I'm sure we're connected somehow where the other 5 wells are taking the load, and nobody's going to see a big issue or anything.
Correct.
That's really it's just, I hate to see a consent agenda on something this large, and... You know, I didn't want citizens to think we're just automatically approving things, but, you know, I'm all for making sure our water's right.
Yep.
So.
Do all previously budgeted items go on the consent agenda, or not necessarily?
Not necessarily.
Is there our city ordinances require us to put anything over $25,000, even if those that are budgeted, in front of council, and because those have been previously approved, these projects we do include it in the consent.
I see.
Previously approved.
Yeah, I think we approved it last week, but I just want to make sure.
Okay. Any questions for the gentleman?
No more for me.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you for being here. All right, I'll entertain a motion. Are you done, Mr. Russell?
Sure.
I'll entertain a motion on 6B, please.
I'll approve. I'll make a motion to approve 6B.
All right. It's been moved and seconded. I'll call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and item 6B is approved. Thank you all. All right, item 6C, discussion and consider action on adopting resolution R24-10, declaring 3 retired police Tahoes as surplus property and donating these vehicles in as-is condition to the newly forming Midway ISD Police Department to be used to promote public health, safety, and welfare, and authorizing the city manager to execute any documents in connection therewith. Motion to discuss,
please.
I'll
make a motion to discuss.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. Russell?
Our chief.
Yeah, so the premise with this, I have Mr. Foley, who's the coordinator of safety and security for Midway ISD, here to answer any questions about what these are going to be utilized for. So we chewed on this for a while. Midway came to us saying, hey, can y'all help us out with a fleet situation? And we looked at our fleet and looked at the ones with the most issues and saw what we could do for them. This is all under the guise.
You know he's in the room, right? You know
yes,
he's
I
in
do.
The room. So you're telling
There's
him.
There's more to come.
Okay.
It was free. Get what you get.
So this is under the guise of Midway ISD forming their own police department by August 1st. This is the whole goal. There's a motive for the city, in that it is a huge benefit for them to begin their ISD due to the gaining back of our school resource officers to serve the residents of Woodway. So these three vehicles have an average of 100,000 miles of driving time and thousands of hours of idle time. And as you all know, idle time is equal to 30 miles. 1 mile is equal to, 1 hour is equal to 30 miles of idle time is the figure that we look at. So that's factored in the engine's life expectancy. So these vehicles, according to the auction house, have anywhere between 200 and 300,000 miles on them. Mr. Williams, you know very well about this kind of thing. So with PPVs, they'll usually sell for a lot less due to the wear and tear of being driven almost 24 hours a day and staying in the idle position for long periods of time between several officers. These vehicles are obviously driven hard. We want the officers to utilize them in any capacity they need to, so we will fix them if they are going after somebody and taking care of business. So we could potentially get approximately 23,000 combined at auction for these vehicles. And the reason for this, so one of them is a 2015. We could get about 8,000 for that one. One of them is, and that has over 108,000 miles on it. One of them is a 2018. It has around 88,000, and that's about $10,000. And with a 2020, has some major electrical issues, Foley. And we've taken it to electricians, and they don't understand why it just shuts down on us. It's a backup right now, so it's not being used, everybody. It's parked. So that's one that we're also going to give, as is, to Midway for them to figure it out. There's going to be probably a contract that says we're not liable.
Chief Foley, it sounds like you need to check the Carfax on this. I'm not so sure.
You asked. So, wow. Anyways, all this to be said, we could get 23,000 in my experience and opinion combined at auction. However, we would currently save approximately $5,000 total because of the stripping of the equipment from the vehicles. So these are old models, Tahoes, and the cages and the things inside of them do not transfer to the new model Tahoes. However, we have stripped out the radio and everything we can use, like anything we can use, the radio, the radars, anything that's usable and can be transferred will be stripped out and be put in the new units for us to utilize. But everything that is not able to be utilized will be put in there, and that will save us around $1,500 to $2,000 per vehicle that the individual who is doing it would charge us to strip it out and get it ready for auction.
We would have to do that to give it to anybody other than
Yes, sir. However, in my opinion, and talking to my staff, the $17,000 is the difference between $23,000 and $5,000 that we would have to pay. So we're making $17,000. But the monetary benefit of getting three school resource officers back to patrol ASAP, in my opinion, outweigh the monetary benefits, in my opinion. We currently have 55 years of experience between these three officers at Midway ISD right now. They're patrolling the halls of Midway schools and some of these schools in Waco instead of patrolling the streets of Woodway. This would expedite Midway ISD's creation of their police department and get our officers back on our streets within the next 2 months. Midway ends at the end of May. We have the opportunity to get these officers back on our streets, 55 years of experience back on patrolling our streets. Right now, 96% of police departments are experiencing severe staffing issues across the nation. The sooner we can get our officers back to our streets, the better, and this would cement that goal and bring us within only three officers of being fully staffed. And we just closed the application process and have several applicants that will be tested April 18th in our hopes to get to that fully staffed number. So that was the mindset behind this decision. It was an ulterior motive to get our officers back on our streets.
We call you Superman already, but do you also read minds? Because you answered just about every question that was in my mind that I was planning to ask you.
That was all the questions I'd ask myself when he asked me.
Yeah, there was.
I'm
doing good.
Well,
yeah, I support this.
I appreciate it.
But my other question that some citizens had asked is, I think there's five cities that Midway ISD covers. Are the other cities donating something? And I know it might be, who knows what.
Well, good question. He has told me other cities are looking into doing the same thing.
Okay.
The
main thing I wanted to know, or some people said, mm-hmm. and nobody has said we shouldn't do it.
Yes.
So but that's good. But they go, now, the other cities donating cars or donating?
That's a good question.
Whatever.
Yeah. So. And I think a neighboring city has looked into it and is thinking about it. Last I checked, is that correct?
They're not been formal conversations with other cities, however, in passing, and it is definitely something they're entertaining, and just a matter of when they will be able to fulfill that.
Okay.
So, do you get resource officers from other cities as well, other than?
Now they're going to have their own staff.
Currently.
I mean, currently, not in the future. I know you're going to have your own staff.
Currently, our SROs.
Chief Foley, I'm sorry to do this. Would you mind just coming to the podium so we can get you?
That's a good ring to it, Chief Foley.
So currently, Midway ISD school resource officers are provided by the Woodway Police Department and by the Hewitt Police Department. We've been in that same program for about the last 10 years, and it has worked out, and it's been nothing but a valuable resource and a benefit to our students and to the police departments, I believe. So, yes, sir, that's where we're at currently.
Okay. Any more questions for Chief Foley? Any more questions for Chief Ilhalabi? Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
Somebody told me we need to do a television show, Woodway PD, starring you. We wouldn't have to charge taxes. It makes so much money.
The nail that sticks out the furthest gets hammered, sir. I'm good to go.
I'll entertain a motion on item 6C.
I'll make a motion please. To approve.
Second. It's moved and seconded. Thank you. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and the motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Council. All right. Did you pull 60?
I did.
Item 60 is discussion and consider action to enter into a memorandum of understanding with Midway Independent School District concerning communication and coordination between MISD Police Department and the City of Woodway Public Safety Department, and authorizing the Public Safety Director to execute any documents in connection therewith.
I'll make a motion to discuss.
Moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. Russell.
I just wanted to understand, you know, we're entering an agreement, and it sounds like it's just between the two police departments, and that's pretty much all that is, right?
Yes, nothing to do with ISD, it's police to police.
Okay.
And if so, it's a way to clarify, for example, Uvalde, nobody knew who was in charge, right? This is a way for us to get it in writing, who is incident command, if a situation happens, who do we need? So we don't want any confusion on scenes.
I trust you.
Oh, thank you.
Well,
that's a big.
I just, you know, some people have stated on social media that I dislike Midway ISD. It's the opposite. I think that they're the best ISD in McLennan County and probably in much bigger areas. I'm envious. I'm not in at Midway ISD. But like in this situation, we've had three things on our agenda that ties in with Midway ISD. And, you know, I kind of wonder, did I become a school board member accidentally?
No. No.
But anyway, no. That's all I wanted, and I'm happy. I don't know if anybody else.
Any other comments, Council?
Nope.
We good? Okay.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Well, so, I actually had one comment.
Okay.
I feel like I have to say this because I really don't like how Midway has come under attack lately. I'm proud to support Midway. I'm proud to donate these Tahoes. I'm proud to support the administration. I feel Midway has come under attack, and I think there may be some who think Woodway is anti-Midway. And I can't say how much I hate hearing that. So
to everybody
who goes to Midway, who is part of our community from Midway, thank you. And I'm proud to support you.
And I can tell you that it's definitely not being passed at Midway. It's just how the finances lay out, and that's the only thing that we have. And I've been told, you know, like Dr. Reeder was talking about, it could be looked at as double taxation, and they have taxing entities, and we're taxing entities. But it's okay.
You got something, John? Or I'm gonna call for a motion.
No.
Yeah, we're almost done.
You're holding your peace? Okay. Motion on item number 60, please.
I'll second that.
Moved and seconded. Thank you all. Now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and the motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much.
What kind of lawyer is Dr. Reed? What kind of lawyer?
It's okay.
Okay.
It's okay.
Lawyer what?
Nothing. Disregard.
I'm being facetious.
Disregard.
He's a physician. He's all a retired right. physician.
But he
oh,
like
Phil. Oh, I got you. Go ahead.
Item number 8 is the city manager's report. These are briefings or updates that may be provided regarding city services, administrative personnel matters, real estate and development, infrastructure, events, regulations, community, and intergovernmental relations issues. Mr. City Manager, your report, please.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. I will be brief. I just wanted to let Council know of two things that we're kind of in the middle of between the last meeting and this next coming meeting. So as you all know, we're still in negotiations with KSA. We haven't gotten down to a final agreed number yet. But there's also one detail regarding the scope of work I need to make sure our city attorney is okay with. But at the moment, and between now and the next meeting, I have one handout I want to give everybody, which is my email communication between myself and Mr. Selmer at KSA. Make sure everybody gets one.
Yes, sir.
And then the other little update, since the planning and zoning meeting, we kind of are at a standstill. We're finished, or we've completed with Kimley Horn what we originally agreed upon with them, which was to develop, flesh out a comprehensive plan based on some feedback that we were given. And over the last few months, I think Dr. Ubrey touched on that before he left. But what Kimley Horn and Ms. Russell has recommended is some sort of workshop where it's council members and planning and zoning members, where they find scheduled times in a non-quorum setting to get together and flesh that out to try to bring that over the finish line if that's the end goal. Kimley Horn has agreed to do that for an additional service, their lump sum fee. Now, this is also still to be negotiated because we don't believe we need them here in person. If we can do it with them remotely, they've already said we can change some of these figures. But just so council has full awareness of the scope of that, finishing out that project and the associated costs, everybody will have that. And the reason I know it's probably aggravating to get handed a handful of documents that you can't discuss, but I'd rather you have it early and be able to see it, digest it. So when we get it on our next agenda, if that's how it's scheduled out.
Is there an extra?
Here.
One extra.
I'll get.
I want to thank you for doing that. More information, the better.
That's really all I have.
So what is the purpose of having this joint meeting with the PNZ? What is this? What are they going to be looking at?
Councilmember, if we want to put that on discussion for the next agenda, okay. I think we're just previewing what's kind of upcoming at the next agenda. Is that right?
Yes. Good point. Sorry.
Valid question.
I mean, you can talk separately.
We can talk.
Yeah.
Any other reports, Mr. Manager?
No, Mayor. That's all I have.
Any questions for Mr. Manager?
No problem.
All right.
We've got PNZ meeting tomorrow night.
Right.
Item nine are the city council reports.
Planning and zoning. Tomorrow, 5 o'clock.
Okay.
Be here. Or be square.
Anything else? Any other reports? Great job, city staff, on the totality today. Wonderful job. Great job to Jimmy Rogers on the and his team in the grand opening. Please pass on my thanks, and I'm sure the thanks of the council as well.
Great job for me handling all those people.
Yes.
That was excellent. And Chief was out there doing just as much as everybody else.
All the guys, they do
a lot of fun.
Thank you all. All right, item number 10 is consider action on adjournment. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So I make a motion to adjourn.
Okay.
To go home.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We are adjourned at 7:30 on the nose. Thank you all very much.